Subaspark Yud Mishnah Base. Mishayin Nasu Shtei Noshim, person is married to two wives, Vamesu, and both of the wives died, Vyachakach Mesu, and now he died. Vyisomim Vakshim Ksuvas Iman. And now the Yisomim want to collect the Ksuvas of their mothers, Ve'ein Sham El Shtei Ksuvas. And there's only enough money that was left over for the two Ksuvas. So normally Bnin Dichrin would tell us that the assets that were brought from one mother's house that she brought into the marriage, whether it's her dowry or her ksuba, that should, as we say, stay in the family. So for example, let's say to one of the mothers, the ksuva was 1,000 zuz. And the other one, the other wife, it was 500 zuz. So the first wife's children, we would think, benin dichrin, they would collect 1,000. And then the second wife's children, they would collect 500 zuz. But in this case, all you had was 1,500 zuz. So it makes sense, so why not do that? So the teretz is, because if you do that, you're uprooting a mitzvah min haTorah of Yerusha. The din of Yerusha, unless it's a bechor, that the children should divide and split the inheritance equally from their father. So that's why the Mishnah tells us, cholkin b'shava. They have to divide it evenly. Why? Because you're not going to uproot a mitzvah min haTorah because of benin dichrin. Benin dichrin makes it that the inheritance is not equal. And the reason that they enacted, we said, benin dichrin, is that it would encourage people to marry off their daughters and not be afraid that eventually the assets that the daughter has will be lost to a different family. But that doesn't come at the expense of the din of Yerusha Midiraisa. Yerusha Midiraisa is when you have to split some assets up. And here, all they had was the amount of both ksuvas, and it would end up they wouldn't be splitting anything up. So that's why the Mishnah tells us cholkin b'shava. However, hayasham moiser diner, but what if you just had a little bit left over, just enough to split up, a diner's worth? And Taisanter brings, it's actually machlokes poskim, whether or not it's dafka a diner. But let's say it is dafka a diner. Eilu notlin ksuvas iman, ve'elu notlin ksuvas iman. Now you can follow the benin dichrin stipulation, and each one would get the ksuba of their mother, whatever it is, even if it's not even. And then whatever's left over, that's what they would divide equally. Because if you have that dinar that's left over above and beyond the amount of both of the ksuvas, you have what to divide. You're not uprooting a din min haTorah of Yerusha, and therefore you can do this. But what would happen if they didn't have that extra dinar? So then the yisomim of the mother that had a larger ksuba, all they want to do is that there should be enough money in the father's assets, the dead father's assets, enough to split. Because as long as you have enough left over to split, then they can take their chelik of their larger ksuba. So for example, let's say it's 1,500 zuz. And if there's only 1,500 zuz, and the first set of yarshim was due 1,000 from the ksuba, and the second set 500, then there's nothing left to split up. So what happens is, in this case, the first set said, you know what? We're going to add to the assets of our father one dinar, or whatever, at least that, just enough to be able to split afterwards. Because otherwise, they'd have to split it 750. Therefore, what they're trying to do is not to uproot the din of Yerusha. So there'll be a little bit left over. They'll add to that. They can sort of create that little bit left over. So the Mishnah tells us this doesn't work. As it says, Im Amru Yisomim if Yisomim say, Anachnu Malum Al Nichse Avinu Yasser Dinar. We're going to increase the assets of our father by one dinar. Kadesh Yitlu Ksuvas Iman. In order that we should be able to take what's rightfully ours, the ksuva our mother, which is more than your ksuva. Ain Shomin Lahan, we don't listen to them, Ela Shomin as a Nechasim Bebeistin. Not only that, rather we just appraise their Nechasim and Beistin, we don't let them add to it, and if it ends up being that the assets were the same or less than both of the Ksuvas, they divide evenly. Only if it ends up being more, and you have what to divide, then they would get the Chelik from the Benin Dichrin.